Now, it's 5:09. During the week, we were talking about Tacky. And it's from a song that Weird Al Yankovic has done. And he's done a version, a parody of the song Happy, and it's turned into Tacky. And he has a whole list of things that are tacky. And we asked people to text in what they thought was tacky. And one of the things that came in was, tacky is this new hairy legs campaign all over Facebook for women to be proud and hairy. And then again, this morning I noticed again when I was looking at various bits and pieces, it's hit the TV on one of those talk shows this morning on ITV. They've been talking about it. It looks like there's hundreds of thousands of pictures all over Facebook of women displaying and very proudly displaying their hairy legs. I'm not the expert really to talk about this, whether it's good or bad or indifferent. So I wanted to get an opinion of somebody no better than Rosemary McCabe, a freelance journalist and stylist. Rosemary, how are you?
Hi, Colm. I'm good. How are you?
I've just tweeted, actually, hashtag hairy legs, yes or no, ? To see what people think. Where do you stand on the hairy legs, Rosemary?
I don't stand either yes or no. You know what? I'm kind of tired of people telling women what they should or shouldn't or can't do. So I think if you want to grow your leg hair, grow it. If you don't want to grow it, don't grow it.
Right.
But what's more interesting about this whole debate to me is people's reactions.
Yeah.
So I kind of expected that men, I mean, who I kind of expect slightly less of in general, that men might respond and say, oh, this is death, this is gross, I've never fancied someone. But the amount of women who respond going, ugh, that's disgusting, I would never do that. And people have been saying really bizarre things like, this is taking us back 30 years, what about progress? As if it's like,
right,
you know,
okay,
taking away any medical progress from the last 30 years. It's a really insane thing that people are very, very up in arms about.
Well, okay, I think what's interesting there is, and I've been conditioned, right, as a male, through the years of reading magazines and whatever, to always seeing women with legs that are less than hairy, right? So that's sort of a condition, a media condition of mine. So when I see the pictures of legs, and I don't see the women, I just see the legs with the hairs on them in Facebook, I immediately think they're men's legs. That's my condition. But what I think is interesting is looking at the comments, most of the comments, as you said, are women criticizing as women.
Yeah, and I mean, you know what, like, in life, this is kind of an argument that comes up a lot of the time when women complain about being, you know, belittled or slagged off, and people go, oh, well, it's women doing it to themselves. And that is very true, but it's from a society that expects women to look a certain way. And as you said, conditions us to think that if a pair of legs is really, really hairy, those are men's legs. So, you know, I kind of don't see it as a, like, women-hating women issue, but it's, like, women and men who are in the society where it is expected that women would have smooth, hairless legs. I mean, even if you look at women's magazines, there are frequently articles on hair removal, but there is never an option for, if you don't want to remove your hair, it's always like, you know, we assume you're going to remove all of your body hair. Here are the 5 ways you can do it and how expensive they are. But there's never a bracket that says, you know, grow your hair. Who cares?
Well, I mean, there's no products on the market at the moment for hair for women's legs, like Regain. Get a fuzzier, hairier leg. You know, that's not there.
No, definitely not.
No, it's not there. But I mean, there is for men. Now, and also, you're not going to see Michelle Obama or Angelina Jolie stepping out in the next couple of weeks with a big set of hairy legs.
No, I mean, you're not going to see any of them. And that's why the whole idea that this is a trend is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
I see it more as a statement that there are people online, like on this particular Tumblr, going, you know what, you know, hairy legs, who cares? But I mean, think about when Julia Roberts stepped out, I think it was at the premiere of Notting Hill with the really hairy armpit. That was all anybody talked about for weeks afterwards.
Yeah,
it was this shocking, horrifying thing that she had gone against the norm, grown her armpit hair and didn't care.
Yeah, okay, well, so, for instance, for you, where you stand in the hairy legs debate, do you shave your legs?
Very rarely. I am very hairless on my limbs.
Right.
So I don't really shave my legs, and a lot of people have accused me of waxing my arms, which I don't do either. I'm just not particularly hairy. But I do have hairy underarms, like most of the population, and recently I decided to grow them.
Yeah.
Not out of any, I mean, initially it wasn't out of any statement. It was more out of laziness. If you shave your armpits every day, I got kind of ingrown hairs. I was really sick of it. And so I grew them out. And I expected that my boyfriend would be really horrified. And he was, I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, he was maybe a 4.5 or 5. Like, he wasn't pleased, but he wasn't kind of, you know, shouting at me to shave them.
Oh, so he didn't say, listen, if you don't shave those, Rosemary, I'm out of here. It's you and the hair. It's you and the hair.
No. he did gaze at them in a slightly disgusted fashion, which isn't really the look you want from your other half.
Not really, not at that amorous moment, no,
exactly. But what I found was that all my female friends
yep.
were really horrified, and really, like, it was almost like I had become some kind of zoo animal, and they were all going, but, like, why? And I was going, because why would I shave them? They were going, but why wouldn't you? It's so easy. And I was like, well, because, you know, I'm not bothered. I'm kind of going, I've been doing this for so long. It's actually not very comfortable. You know, it doesn't contribute to my day. I rarely put my arms up in the air while wearing a string vest. So what difference does it make? And then they all went, we'll show them to us.
That's
and
it.
I think that they were kind of thinking that I hadn't shaved them in like a day or two.
Yeah.
So I showed them and I maybe had about an inch of hair and they were horrified.
Now, like, how long does it take to get an inch of hair under your arms for a female?
Maybe about, for me, maybe 3 weeks, probably.
Okay.
So kind of, so like a pretty long time. I think some people, you know, obviously it depends. People's hair grows at completely different rates. So for some people, it might take a week and a half. I know friends will shave their armpits in the morning and then the evening kind of give out that they have a kind of a 3 o'clock shadow.
All right,
but
okay.
It really just obviously depends on the person.
So you say your friends were like horrified that you had hairy armpits.
Yeah, absolutely horrified. And one of them said to me, would you not just go and shave them then? We were going out and I was wearing like a vest and a pair of jeans or something, and she went, would you not just go up and shave them now before we go out? Like, and I was like, what's going to happen? Like, I'm going to wave at someone and the whole bar is going to go,
oh my God, get that woman out of here.
Exactly. It's like, but I mean, it's kind of funny. And this whole hairy legs thing is that everyone, we all feel entitled to tell women how they should behave and look in a way that actually is really bizarre. Because actually, if I decided to grow my leg hair or to grow my armpit hair or, you know, whatever I decide to do with my body, who cares?
Well, it is a bit of who cares, but here's another point. If it's a bit of who cares and who shouldn't care, and if I want to do this, I should, why can't we see any of the faces and we only see the legs?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's another question. I'm sure there are people who are, I mean, in inverted commas, brave enough to put their faces to the legs. I think the whole point, probably from an artistic point of view, is that your initial reaction, like yours was, is to think this is a man. And then you're kind of going, oh, wow, this is actually a woman. You haven't seen the face, so you don't necessarily put two and two together initially.
See, I just, again, because I'm sort of media conditioned over the years and watching movies and models and stuff, and I wouldn't be able to get my head around a society where all the women have hairy legs.
Well, you won't have to, is the good news, because it's not something that's going to catch on.
Yeah,
but I mean, we all have that conditioning from movies, from magazines, and then, you know, none of us like to admit it, from pornography, where women's limbs are smooth and shiny and absolutely, totally hairless. So it's no surprise that we're all conditioned to think that. But what I would really like people to start doing is to stop kind of telling themselves these lies about why they do it. Like, a lot of my friends will say, oh, you know, I shave my legs because it just feels much nicer. And you're going, actually, if you let your hair grow, it's quite soft, so it feels fine.
Yeah.
And then they'll go, oh, well, I get a Brazilian because it's much more hygienic. And then you're going, well, why aren't all the men tearing their hair out from the follicle if it's that much more hygienic? Surely we'd all be doing it.
Yeah,
so there are all these lies that we kind of tell ourselves because nobody wants to admit actually we're doing this because we live in a society where it is 100% expected.
Well, listen, fashion is a group lie and always will be, you know, and we only realise that when we look back 10 years later, how it is a group lie and we all have to convince each other by lying that this is something that we really want. And then 10 years later, we realise, oh my God, I was just a pack animal.
Well, I would agree with you, but I would call it trends. I think fashion as a kind of an overarching term is different and is important in a society where we judge people on how they look and how they present themselves. But definitely trends. I mean, look at us all 15 years ago wearing bell bottoms.
Well, if there's a trend now, if there's a trend now, and you're a stylist and you're a journalist and you're blogging about fashion, if there's a trend now for not shaving your legs, would you not maybe do 2 weeks of not shaving your legs?
Well, I haven't shaved my legs in about 3 months, so
really?
I could probably send you in a picture of them now, and they don't have any hair in them. I am just really hairless.
Okay, but, you're just fortunate.
So, right. Yeah, so it's not necessarily a bandwagon I'll be jumping on. I mean, like, as a stylist, there are certain trends that I will kind of try to adapt and go, oh, you know what? You know, I love those kimonos. I think that would work well with my wardrobe. But there are definitely a lot of things that you like to think you're old enough and clever enough not to jump on the bandwagon about. But then you see pictures of yourself in wedge trainers a year and a half ago and you realise you're actually an idiot like the rest of them.
Okay. Well, listen, good to get your opinion, Rosemary. And as I said, I tweeted out that I'm not the person that should make, you know, I'm not qualified enough to say yes or no. I'd love to get women's the female opinion on this. I think I know most men's opinions. Rosemary, good talking to you.
Thanks very much.
Okay, take care of yourself.